This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, Big O, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So they did it. We're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike, is this the formula? The Bengals officially sign not only Ja'Marr Chase, we told you he was going to become the highest paid receiver, but they take care of T. Higgins. So Joe Burrow gets what he wants. He gets his guys. The offense is probably going to score a lot of points, as they have, Mike. But is this a Super Bowl formula that the Bengals are trying to possess here? Because now look at how much money that is invested in both wide receivers and their quarterback.
Yeah, I know we talk about Miami. The way Miami has spread out Jalen Waddle's money, it does get bigger and bigger and bigger for them as far as the cap hit. By the 2027, he's 10% of their cap. But the way they've spent the money, that's why we've talked about the Dolphins. If the Bengals can do what the Dolphins did, now they still have no money for anything else. If you notice, the Dolphins' defense has been a real problem last couple of years. And how you don't bring back Trey Hendrickson when the Bengals were saying they're going to find a way to do all three. There's only so much money, unless Joe Burrow's going to basically work for nothing, Carl. It's hard to see how they make that happen.
I agree, man. Look, Burrow gave up some money. They restructured, right? So that allows them to pay T. Higgins 4 years, $115 million. And then Ja'Marr Chase gets $161 over 4 years. Those are the two deals, and I would have never thought, Mike, that, again, the Bengals would do this. I thought they were going to choose one or the other. And then, of course, they had T. Higgins franchise tag, but they had, up until, I think, the middle of June to get a deal done. So now Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins now have officially combined their average combined per year salary, $69 million.
Yeah, I mean, it really dwarfs, T. Higgins dwarfs the Jalen, not dwarf, but it's a lot bigger than the Jalen Waddle deal, and we've always used that as the template. Like, look at the Dolphins. They kind of focus on one side of the football, and now they've struggled. They haven't won anything, right? If we're honest, playoff game-wise.
No.
And now if you're Cincinnati, you're in that really rugged division, and we know that Joe Burrow's going to move some money around, unless they're going to just focus their entire draft on defense and just restock it with young guys and just use our business model of scoring a ton of points, because they're going to have to. But last year, they were scoring in the 40s and still finding ways to lose.
So the duo that has won a Super Bowl, and this is the irony, is A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, remember, the Eagles traded for A.J. Brown, drafted Devontae Smith. Bengals have not even come close to drafting like the Eagles. Not even close. The reason why A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are Super Bowl champions is not because combined they're making $57 million. That's third on the list behind Mike Minchin, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle, and now Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, who've won jack. The reason is they've drafted well enough on the defensive side, Mike, to have a complete team around them.
Right.
So that is the difference. Like, everybody wants to use A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith as the example. Oh, the Eagles did it. Yes, but look at what else the Eagles have done. And A.J. Brown was a guy that they traded for and then paid, obviously, I still don't think this is the way that you do it, but I know the Bengals, and certainly Joe was scared that he was going to lose these guys.
Well, for years, I mean, the knock was you don't spend that big money on the wide receiver. That was the Patriot way. The Patriots never committed big money to wide receivers. They did give both, remember now, it was at the time a pretty good size deal. Both, it was Aaron Hernandez and Gronk both got contracts at tight end. But, you know, then they worked like almost like de facto wide receivers.
Sure.
But, yeah, you get back to it. Tyreek Hill, he got his biggest payday going to Miami, not when he was with Kansas. He got paid in Kansas City, but obviously he doubled that going over there. So it's sort of a philosophical thing. How do you approach it? Well, Howie Roseman can do it all. He's got, you know, those guys take up about 11% of the cap this year combined, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, which is interesting. But they've still got, you know, all these other guys on the defense on rookie contracts.
Chase, by the way, $40.2 million. Highest non-paid quarterback in the National Football League.
Eclipsing the Myles Garrett deal.
Correct. Garrett, Crosby, Justin Jefferson, his former teammate, they're all right there, 35, 35, 40. But just Jamar just surpassed those guys as the highest paid non-quarterback. 404-726-0929. And other news in our fourth and one segment brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike Kyle Juszczyk goes back to the 49ers. He was entertaining offers elsewhere. 2 years, $8 million. He just fits perfectly with Shanahan's offense. And I think he was visiting the Steelers. I think it was last week. And I was like, well, that's a place that he could go because Arthur Smith would definitely use him. But at 33, he goes back to where he's always been.
Yep, so basically, you took a little off the top. He comes back for less money, but he still gets himself a little signing bonus. So at the end of the day, his wife is very, I guess it was a girlfriend or wife. The wife was tweeting about how upset she was. But they're happy about that. We talked earlier about the Kirk Cousins situation. Yes, the $10 million is picked up. But if somebody trades for him, that's a them problem. So it's not as big a deal as Carl pointed out last week, and we'll wait and see where that goes. The Aaron Rodgers conversation, all of a sudden in the last 48 hours, heats up that the Vikings are kicking the tires on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and I just, look, he's got choices. I'm just curious to know where he's going to pick. Where does Aaron Rodgers think that his best opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, where is that with the teams that are available and that want him right now? Mike, by far, it's Minnesota.
Well, according to Pete Bursich, Carl, from Fox, whatever it is in Minnesota, Minneapolis, he says 20% chance Vikings sign Aaron Rodgers. But they're exploring all their options. And as we said, if you believe that, you know, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a learning curve coming off the injury, and Aaron Rodgers has a level of, like, you plug it into 28 touchdowns and 10 picks, that's Kirk Cousins-like numbers. You know what you're getting.
It really is. One other news note, guys. We signed our corner, and that's A.J. Terrell. But Derek Stingley Jr. with the Texans, former LSU corner, 3 years, $90 million, Mike. It makes him the highest paid corner in the NFL. $89 million is guaranteed. So,
okay. Nice get.
Average annual value, blah, blah, blah. It surpasses J.C. Horn, who got a 4-year, $100 million deal with Carolina that averages about 25. This is going to average more than that. Here's what's crazy, and Stingley's coming off an all-pro season, 5 interceptions. 18 pass breakups. He's a ball hawk. He's a player. Guys, I saw that 2019 LSU team beat the snot out of Georgia in the SEC championship game. And now you're seeing all these dudes that were on that team. Justin Jefferson, Chase, Burrow, Derek Stingley Jr., Mike, all get paid. All these guys combined have almost $700 million in contracts. That was the best team in the SEC that year, and now you're seeing all these guys get the deals in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.